Good morning, Chelvest and Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Saturday, the 2nd of May, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Well, thank you to all of you that joined in yesterday, wishing Chris Blom a happy birthday. He was hard at work with his tulips when Elaine played it to him. He was completely surprised as he got no idea it was coming. By then, of course, lots of good wishes had also been sent in too, which was doubly pleasing. I just loved Ashley Fett's comment. She's a fan of Chelsea Flower Show and had no idea that Chelsea royalty lived amongst us. Well, now you know. I then had requests from Chelston Rise for Chris and Elaine to advise on what should be planted on the verges outside the estate to ensure that they are a blaze of colour next year too. So watch this space. Now, yesterday was a really interesting and challenging day on the WhatsApp group. There were some strong differences of opinion, almost arguments. But interestingly, when you look at what was said, everyone actually wanted the same result. A healthy and vibrant village, building on the strong community spirit we've already achieved. The only differences of opinion were how and when to get there. Pete Rawlins, or A6 Recovery as some of you know him, kicked things off by suggesting a scarecrow competition. What a great idea. Loads of people loved it. In fact, Rosemary Wooding even suggested she could win just by putting Melvin in the front garden. Then Sharon Hegarty suggested the Parish Council Events Committee should run it. Carol Parsons could then help organise it with her team. If you remember, they were behind our successful Easter colouring competition. So all looking good so far. And then Chris Pentland put up a couple of sensible questions about how the logistics of this would work. Under the current lockdown conditions, was this really possible? Is now exactly the right time? Or should we wait a couple of weeks until lockdown conditions are lifted? Well, all this time, there was me mowing the grass on the Kimbolton Road, stopping every few minutes to read the messages pinging backwards and forwards in my ear. Now, I've only got 63 minutes of petrol in my tank, and running out short of the van is a disaster, as that mower just cannot be pushed without petrol. So I started ignoring the messages, and when I got back to the van, Carol had come back online. In the space of just 1 hour, she'd held an impromptu, unofficial meeting of several members of the council to check whether the council could legally push the button on the scarecrow competition. She was thrilled at the idea, as such a competition had been on their list of possible events for a while. They were just looking for the right time to launch it. If the people of the village wanted it, perhaps now was just that time. Then, of course, reality kicked in. We've got 125 members of the WhatsApp group, but this only covers 46% of the households in the village. So we needed to find a way of reaching all the remaining households, because, of course, they need to participate too. When the events committee ran the pumpkin carving competition in the autumn, they leafleted every household to make sure that everyone got the chance to participate. So she thought, let's just ask Adrian to do what he did for the Easter competition. He can just print a leaflet, offering every family the chance to take part. And he can deliver them. That's all safe and no problem. Well, there actually is a problem. Before the Easter competition, the council had already done its legal duty, the dreaded risk assessment. Was there any risk of any kind in asking households to submit colouring competition entries electronically? Did anyone need to leave their houses at all? Clearly no. The only person who moved around during that competition was me, delivering the prizes. And the man in yellow in the big red van has more PPE than you can shake a stick at, so no risk to anyone there. So yesterday, the most rapid risk assessment in history had to be conducted. So what's the best way of doing a scarecrow competition in absolute safety in absolute lockdown? Step one. Of course, we need a theme. Well, that was clear. Let's go key workers or red, white and blue. That's easy. Step two, every household needs to get a chance to participate. Now there's the challenge. How do we let everyone know about the competition? Step three, we need a proper judging mechanism. Adrian said he might take photographs of all the entries, but that wouldn't account for the whole garden displays, which need to be seen properly in context by everyone to judge them. Step four, how can all villagers wander safely around the village to view the entries? Surely that's part of the fun. Social distancing, wandering up and down the Raunds Road or through Caldecott would be very hard to achieve. Now, risk assessments are very difficult to do, and frankly, no one wins doing them. Believe me, I was a parish councillor from 1996 to 2015. I chaired the council for more years than I care to remember. I know the drill. I've done it many times. I hate the drill, but I know the drill is the right drill. Our parish council gets thousands of pounds worth of grants each year because they do the drill properly. One step out of line and the council tax needs to double. We don't want that. The parish council cannot, absolutely cannot, endorse any activity or spend any of your money unless all the risk assessments are green, green, green. They have the powers to spend your money and to sponsor any community activities, but only within the strict confines of the law. However, the parish council cannot and will not tell you what to do. It doesn't have those powers. It represents you and your views and spends your money. However, it can finance and support any activities that are deemed legal and of benefit to the community. Now, when lockdown kicked in, parish councils were ordered, and I mean ordered, to cease all community activity that could be of any risk whatsoever. And risk was defined as anything where non-compliant individuals flouting the rules could place a community at risk. For example, the Chelston Rise play area was ordered to close, even though one family at a time ordering social distancing could not possibly be a risk. It was ordered to close. So yesterday, the parish council was between a rock and a hard place. A village scarecrow competition is a brilliant idea. And the idea of a parish scarecrow on the Green or the War Memorial site is a brilliant idea. We definitely need a new springtime tradition, just like pumpkin carving has become the autumn tradition. Now, I've got photographs in the archive, which I'll publish today, of village children dancing around the maypole on May Day in Duchy Close, which was the tradition of yesteryear. But let's face it, no one's going to dance around a maypole in this day and age. So an annual May Day scarecrow competition is something we could all enjoy for many years to come. Now, we've obviously missed May Day this year, as we need to say locked down. However, things should change this week. On Thursday, the government should, I hope, be publishing its new lockdown strategy, making it clear what parish councils can support and what we as residents can do without risk of fines. Sadly, it may involve masks or respirators. Now, when our children look at photos of the future, they'll be amazed by residents wandering the village looking at scarecrows all wearing face masks. You can see the sociologists writing papers about the strange habits of the people of Chelston cum Corkwood. So, folks, the bottom line is clear. The parish council and the events committee think that a scarecrow competition is a great idea. The idea of an official parish scarecrow somewhere in the village is a brilliant idea, and the parish council will put your money behind it to make the whole event a great success. If the government changes the law on Thursday next week, then we can push the button on a monster scarecrow competition for the Whitsun Bank holiday weekend, and this will then become an annual event for the parish, but shifted to May Day. So let's all keep our fingers crossed for Thursday, and we'll have 3 weeks to build those scarecrows to give Melvin a run for his money. Thank you.